Here are the numbers through three quarters. Warsaw leading 52-38 at Chesterton. Tigers 15 out of 33 from the field, 46%. 3 of 8 from the arc, 19 out of 22 at the free throw line. Chesterton 11 of 25 from the field, 44%. 5 of 15 from the arc, 11 of 14 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 24-10. Warsaw with 7 turnovers, Chesterton with 12. Tiger ball to start the fourth. Gould out there, he's got 4 fouls. Right side Sullivan, back to Bricker. Bricker drives into a double team, got through it. Gould to the baseline, Jaeger. Jaeger offensive foul. Watts was standing right there, and he was there forever. And Jaeger just put the right shoulder right into him and knocked him over. And it's out of bounds to Chesterton. Mark Urban is not a quitter. He is going to coach this thing right down to the very end. Parrish drives around Martin, shoots over Jaeger. Foul called, and Jaeger's got 4. Jaeger gets 2 fouls in the first 22 seconds of the fourth. More free throws for Parrish. Oh, and if Matt Moore asked him where the contact was, and he said he pushed up into him with the body. His body didn't get anywhere near him. Parrish to shoot. First one is good. 25 for Tyler. 25 of their 39 points. Parrish to shoot again. Puts it up. Puts that one in. 10 of 12 at the free throw line for Parrish. 26 points. This game's not over, by the way. 52-40. Left corner, Jaeger. Trapped. Off the sideline, Bricker. Cross-court pass to Martin. They are trapping everywhere. Gould went right through his hands. Taken away by Gonzalez. Gets it to Parrish. Down to the baseline. Ran into his own man. Dribbles to the elbow. Now across the lane. Off balance. Shot is good. Parrish has got 28, and it's a 10-point Warsaw lead, 52-42, with 7:10 to go. This is like the Northwood game. What did the Tigers learn? Jaeger trapped in the corner, triple-teamed, Bricker. At the free throw line, Gould, right side Martin. Down to the baseline, right side Sullivan, back out to Martin. Cross-court pass Sullivan, down to the baseline, Jaeger on the block. He'll lob back out to Bricker, back in the corner to Jaeger. Now to the right side for Martin. Down to the baseline, Sullivan. In the lane to Gould. Back to Bricker. Bricker drives in, dumps it underneath. Sullivan takes it up and missed it, but a foul called. Oh, Drew. He did not have, obviously, a wide open layup. But he had Parrish. He knew Parrish was behind him. And he just couldn't get that thing off the glass in the right spot. Parrish with his second foul. Sullivan at the free throw line. He's 12 of 14 this season. And the first one is no good. Trey Davis checks into the game. Jaeger comes out with 6:40 to go. Again, can't give Chesterton enough credit. They are battling here. They're down by 18 points just a minute ago. Sullivan shoots. That's way short. Rebound comes all the way out to midcourt. Sullivan got his own rebound. Sullivan up the sideline to Gould. He's pressured. Steps through a double team. Now to the corner to Bricker. Bricker skip pass across, too low, and Gonzalez saves it in. Parrish on a takeout the other way. Parrish down the lane, shoots it up, missed it. Back tapped out, it's loose, and two Chesterton players banged into each other. Play goes on. Parrish left side, 3, good, and a foul. Gould has fouled out of the game. He ran right into Parrish. And with 6:14, he's out, and Parrish can make this a 6-point game. Matt Moore arguing the call. It's on the other side. I can't see it. However, Gould can't get close enough for Parrish to fall down like that. And now he's out of the game, and Parrish makes the free throw. He's got 32 points, 11 of 13 at the free throw line, and it's 52-46. And here we go again. Finlinson had the ball knocked out of his hands, and it's going to roll out of bounds and be Warsaw ball again. Warsaw had an 11-point lead at Northwood. And it almost all got away from him. Davis across the line, picks up his dribble. Timeout, Tigers. Full timeout. 5:57 left to play here in the fourth. Warsaw leads 52-46. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw ball after the timeout. Finlinson across the timeline, far side. Looking, lobs near side to Bricker. Bricker back across to Finlinson. Down to the corner, Sullivan. The baseline for Martin across to Bricker, wide open. He's shooting for three. Good. What a big shot for Luke Bricker. A three-pointer. He's got 18. And with 5:35 left, Parrish the other way, off balance. Bank shot is good again. Again, racing from left to right. He's got 34. In the backcourt, Davis looking to get it in. Got it into Bricker. Now back to Davis. Up the sideline to Bricker. Across the line to Martin. Martin down to the left wing. Bounces back out to Bricker. Bricker drives the free throw line. Back to Finlinson. He'll catch and shoot a three. That's good. Finlinson with two threes here in the second half. He's got 10. Warsaw back up by 10. Ray drives down the lane, kicks it out. There's Gonzalez for three. Uh-uh. Bricker's got the rebound. And for the moment, order is restored. The Tigers back up by 10. They've got the ball. Bricker holding and looking head high. And he'll back it out. He's got Czarnecki on him. Left side, right in front of the Warsaw bench to Martin. He dribbles out to the timeline against Parrish. Spins up the sidelines. Picks up his dribble, trying to get rid of it, and did. Davis, cross-court pass, Sullivan, deep right corner. He'll bring it back out. 4:30 left to go in the game. Warsaw leads 58-48. Finlinson takes the handoff. Dumps it to Davis, right elbow. Backdoor cut. Bricker got free and scored. Watts turned around, and there wasn't a player behind him. He's like, where'd number two go? And a whistle and a foul out top against the Tigers. Martin with his third. That's 14 fouls against Warsaw this quarter with 4:10 to go. Gonzalez and Czarnecki are out, and they put a more offensive-minded group into the game. Again, at the other end, Watts is looking around trying to figure out where Bricker went. He went to the other side of the basket. And there's a long three-pointer, and it's around and no good. Tip to the baseline. Martin's got the rebound for Warsaw. Parrish pulled the trigger from way out on the left. It wouldn't go. And halfway through the fourth, Warsaw leads 60-48. Finlinson pressured at midcourt. Triple team. Davis drives the free throw line. Right side, Bricker. Bricker down to the corner. Sullivan one-hands it across to Martin, who's wide open. But they grabbed Martin, or they grabbed Sullivan to keep him from making that pass. The foul is on Josh Davis. That's his fourth. Second foul against Chesterton this quarter. 3:47 to go. Tigers by 12. Davis, right baseline on the court to our left. Slipped it inside to Martin for two. Brad Martin's got 19. You can't do the inbounds play any better than that. Warsaw back up 14. Parrish, left side of the lane, into the corner, wide open. Reardon for three, and that's good. And that's his first varsity three-pointer this season. Timeout Trojans. It's a 30. 3:33 left to play in the game. Warsaw at 62. Chesterton 51. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Just confirmed during that timeout, Eddie Reardon just hit his first varsity three-pointer of the year. Here's 0 for 4 coming in. Full court pressure on. Davis gets it into Sullivan. Now back to Trey. He hands back to Finlinson. Gould is out with fouls. Finlinson across the line, double team. Lobs back to Bricker near side. Bricker drives left, hands off to Sullivan. Out top, Martin. Got away from his man. In the corner. Finlinson shoots a three. It's around and out, no good. Tip to the corner. Grabbed by Parrish for Chesterton. Chesterton up the near side. Parrish got away from one. Got away from two. Ray up the baseline. Dribble the ball off his own foot. Out of bounds into the cheerleaders. Man, time and score. You're up 11 with 3.5 minutes left. You don't need any more threes. Run some time, make some free throws. Long pass down the court. Martin, an over-the-shoulder catch against Parrish. Puts it up, no good. Bricker tips it back up and good! And a foul! There should have been a foul on the original shot. None was called. Bricker never gave up on it. Puts it in. Parrish has his third foul. Bricker's got 22. That's his first 20-point game since the Penn game right after the new year. Also for Bricker, it's his sixth game of 20 or more. Jaeger back in for defense and rebounding. Bricker shoots the three-point play up there, in there. 10 for 10 at the free throw line for Bricker. 23 points, 65-51. Parrish back to Watts. Back to Parrish, right side. Long three, rimming, no good. Bricker, another rebound for Warsaw. Bricker, one hands it up, ahead to Finlinson. Finlinson will just hold on to it this time. And Finlinson, trapped, ball knocked out of his hands. Still rolling around loose. Jaeger goes down to get it. Timeout, Warsaw. Timeout, Tigers. It's a full because that's all they have left. 2:41 left to play in the game. Warsaw leads 65-51. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. An update from wrestling at the Penn Regional as the team Warsaw finished fifth. And five Tigers advance to next weekend semi-state up here at East Chicago Central. Warsaw had three runners up, McNeese, Garza, and Kaufman. Good job by them. Good job by the wrestling team. They're having a good finish. They had a, kind of a disappointing year, all things considered. Warsaw spreading the floor. Sullivan, cross-court pass, Finlinson. 2:30 to go. Warsaw leads by 14. Finlinson got spun around to Davis at the free throw line. Lost the ball, and it's still loose. And Warsaw still trying to dive in there, and we'll have a held ball. The arrow belongs to Chesterton. Jaeger will run back to the scores table and check back in for Sullivan with 2:22 left. Watts will get it into Parrish. He's going to roll it, and Parrish is going to let it roll. I don't know why teams roll it. There's nothing magic about it rolling. You should bounce it because now Parrish has got to lean over and pick it up. Parrish, double team. Watts, a three in the corner. It wedges between the rim and the backboard. Alternating possession. Warsaw gets it. That's another rule I would love to see change. I've written about that in the newspaper. You've probably read it. If you shoot the ball and miss so badly that the ball wedges between the rim and the backboard, you shouldn't have a 50-50 chance of getting the ball back. Martin trapped in the backcourt. Had to Trey Davis at midcourt. Now to the left corner for Finlinson. Long pass, cross court to Bricker. Bricker down to the baseline. Sullivan up the baseline. He goes into Martin, and he puts it in, and a foul. Martin with the left hand. He's got 21 and 1. And the Tigers lead by 16 with exactly 2 minutes left to go. Jaeger back in for Sullivan. Bricker and Martin have combined for 44 points. And Parrish is coming out. He gave everything he had today. 34 of his team's 51. But they're just so short-handed. Martin's free throw is wide left, no good. Martin now 6 out of 8. In the lane, Ray. Back to Watts. He falls down, but the ball rolls right to Josh Davis. Reardon to Watts. Drives in the lane. Martin's going to pick up a personal foul. Brandt with his third. Free throws coming up here for the Trojans. Watts to shoot. He has not scored yet. He averages a little under 4 a game. 1:46 left. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats, play of the game. Matt Moore, not necessarily in that order. Free throw good by Jalen Watts. Sullivan in. Jaeger out. It's those two. Rotate offense for defense. Defense for offense. Watts shoots again. Makes that one. Jalen's first two make it 67-53. Finlinson. Now he'll dribble into the basket, and he stepped out of bounds. Finlinson was being pressured. He will calmly walk over and hand the ball to the official, which is a good move. 1:43 left. And on the inbounds, Ray lobs it out to Watts. Then right back in the corner to Ray. He'll turn and shoot a three and hit it. Timeout, Chesterton. It's their second to last. 1:38 left to go in the game. Warsaw leads 67-56. And we're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Busy week next week. Marion will be in Warsaw to take on the Tigers. That will be at Lakeview Middle School. That starts Tuesday at 6 o'clock with JV action. We're on the air at 5:55 on News Now Warsaw. And then Friday, the boys will host Plymouth for the final conference game of the year, and it's Warsaw Plymouth. I shouldn't need to coax you into that. You should want to come and cheer on the Tigers that night for sure. And then Saturday, Westville will make their way to the Tiger Den. Down U.S. 421 to U.S. 30. Martin to Finlinson to Bricker. Up ahead, Sullivan. It went right through his hands and off the end line out of bounds. Jaeger to the scorer's table to check in. Drew comes out. Drew would have had a layup. That's for sure. Drew knows it. Doesn't need anybody to tell him. So the coaching staff just says, sit right here and get ready to go back in. Parrish is back in the game, by the way. He's got it. A head fake on an off-balance shot. No good. Jaeger's got the rebound for Warsaw and a whistle. Oh, they're going to call a held ball. Held ball. Arrow belongs to Chesterton with 1:25 left. It's an 11-point Tiger lead. Ray lobs out to Gonzalez. Left side to Ray, trying to get away from Finlinson. Out of Parrish at the center circle. Drives right side of the lane, lost the ball, got it back, shot it, missed it. Rebound to Jaeger. Up to Bricker. Bricker, long pass down court, caught by Finlinson. Now down to the right side, bad pass. Gonzalez with the steal. Outlets to Parrish. Up ahead to Watts. His three over Bricker is no good, and over the backboard. And out of bounds to Warsaw with 1:01 to go. Tigers have not handled this fourth quarter that great. The threes and back-to-back possessions by Bricker and Finlinson are the difference in the game right now. Sullivan lobs ahead. Trey Davis, cross-court pass behind Finlinson. What a play. Finlinson, an amazing play. He was almost horizontal, like laying on his right side in midair to make that catch. Josh Davis fouls out with 52 seconds left. JV game went overtime. Varsity game taking a long time to play. They're trying to figure out who should be shooting the free throws. It's Finlinson. Robbie to the free throw line. He made 2 out of 2 back in the second quarter. First one's up. That's good. 11 for Finlinson. His average is 9. That's 20 points in the last 2 games this week for him. One more for the 6'3" junior. It's in the air. It's perfect. Finlinson 4 out of 4, 12 points. 69-56 Warsaw, 57 seconds left. Parrish across the line, drives right, ran over Davis, and puts it in, and a foul. 36 for Tyler Parrish. Trey Davis the foul, his first. Jaeger comes out, Sullivan in. He whispers something to Brant Martin. Warsaw has played without Carson Gould since the 6:14 mark of the game. They tried to check Tobias Ray into the game, and then they stopped him. I'm not sure what's happening here. I can't hear it, but Parrish shoots the free throw up and in. 37 for Tyler. 12 out of 16 at the free throw line, and a foul's going to be called against Warsaw on the inbounds. Foul called against Martin. Should be a non-shooting foul. Should be out of bounds. Oh, they're talking about the sub. Okay. They're talking about the sub. They're going to make Ray wait at the scorer's table because the clock didn't run. Jaeger should be able to go in the game, though, but he's not. And they don't get him to the scorer's table on time. They were going to let Jaeger check in. Czarnecki, right side to Parrish against Finlayson. He'll force up a 25-footer. Fell down. Ball goes out of bounds. Belongs to Warsaw. Parrish totally trying to sell that. Finlayson wasn't anywhere near him. But he's done it twice already, drawing him into fouls on three-point shots. He was hoping for another one. Warsaw ball, 41.7 left. 69-59 Tigers leading at Chesterton. And we're ready to go. Trey Davis looking to get it in. Having trouble. Timeout, Tigers. Warsaw will burn their final timeout with 41.7 left. Leading by 10. 69-59. Warsaw on the verge of their 12th win in 16 tries. With, frankly, three games next week that they'll be favored in. Yes, Marion is very talented. They're physically gifted. But they've been struggling to win games. And that'll be at Lakeview. So that'll add to it. That's not your typical home court advantage because they'll be playing on a different court than Warsaw normally plays in their home games. So a neutral court game, to be sure. And then Plymouth at home on Friday. And then Westville at home on Saturday. Three teams you have to take seriously. But, again, being honest, there's the three games Warsaw should win. And if they do, that would be 15-4. Davis to throw it again. Warsaw running around in a circle inbounds, and now they cut to the ball. Bricker's got it at the deep corner. Up ahead to Sullivan. Sullivan down court to Martin. Martin racing down, and he scores. 23 for Brant Martin. The other way goes Watts. Pulls up for a 25-footer. He shot it 23 feet, and it's out of bounds to Warsaw. What, 25.6 left. Again, one guy taking it out, and the other four running around in a circle out by the free throw line. And then when Davis gets the ball, at some point, they all just kind of break loose. And there's Finlayson. Finlayson gets it inbounds. Now to far side to Trey Davis. Back to Finlayson. Finlayson double team to Trey Davis across the line. He'll bounce up the sideline to Sullivan. To the corner to Bricker. He'll take it to the rack and score. 25 for Luke Bricker. The only game he scored more in this season and his career was a 30-point game earlier this year. And a three-pointer at the other end by Ray is good, and that's the game. Warsaw 73, Chesterton 62. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw 73, Chesterton 62. Chesterton falls to 10-7. Warsaw goes to 12-4. Final scoring for the Trojans, Tobias Ray, 13 points. Jalen Watts, 2. Anthony Gonzalez, 6. Nathan Nix, 1. And the leader, Eddie Reardon, 3. And Tyler Parrish was the leader. He had 3 in the first quarter. He had 4 in the second for a halftime total of 7. And then scored 17 in the third and 13 more in the fourth, and finished with 37 points. For Warsaw, at 12-4, Drew Sullivan, 3. And then everybody else in double figures. Robbie Finlayson, 12. Luke Yeager, 10. Brant Martin, 23. And Luke Bricker with 25 points. Warsaw trailed after one, 12-8, but outscored Chesterton in the middle two quarters, 44-26, 21-9 in the third, 21-9 in the second, 23-17 in the third, and Warsaw was outscored 24-21 in the fourth by Chesterton, but by then it was too little too late. Chesterton falls to Warsaw 73-62. We were tied at 2, 6, and 15. We had 3 lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game 42-36. In overtime, Kellen Bailey had a season-high 12 points, and Chesterton's freshman beat our freshman 40-34. Again, the final score in the varsity game, 73-62. Warsaw wins. Back with the final stats next on News Now Warsaw. Matt Moore is here after a Warsaw victory, 73-62 over Chesterton. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks, man. I thought you know, despite all the chaos, our guys responded and made big plays in big moments, and that's a game. That's a good hard-fought win on the road against a really good team.
Did we not talk on Tiger Talk this morning about your team getting to the free throw line and how you had to do that more? Holy cow.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, without one of their guys, their main guy, Paris was able to get to the line a bunch, and he's a handful to guard. But I was just really proud. I thought this was the first game where amidst the chaos, we did not play not to lose. Like, Robbie hit some big shots. Luke hits a big three. The ball was moving. We made some plays. We obviously turned it over. We leave some free throws on the board. But, you know, it wasn't as close as it was in the end, 73-62. Just really, really happy for our guys coming back from a short week after being, you know, in a position where, you know, you're frustrated with some effort things. We didn't get good officiating on Thursday. Tonight was kind of sketchy, but we were able to play through it, and our bench was really good.
And that's where you talk about the rules being different every night. They called a lot of fouls in this game, which, for me, I like the way this game is officiated. I would rather see it cleaned up than grabbing, holding, pulling, and yeah, that kind of stuff. But then your guys got to make free throws, and your guys made a lot of free throws.
Yeah.
We haven't been through the stats yet, but we're going to, and they made a lot of free throws.
Yeah, no, and I'm going to give him some credit tonight. Luke Bricker was absolutely phenomenal in his focus and his ability to be a playmaker. You know, he's had a tough stretch here shooting the basketball and even just, you know, having to come off the bench the last two games, and he's kind of been in my doghouse. But just the character that he's got to be able to respond the way that he did tonight. Robbie Finlinson again. Drew Sullivan, Brant Martin. Brant's had a good stretch of games. Luke Yeager's presence. You know, we were down 15-10, and we kind of established ourselves in the basket area, and that kind of then swung the game 23-15 in our favor. And then from there, it was just kind of out the door, do what we do. And, you know, we were old school tough today.
When you're playing a guy like Parrish, who can make creative shots the way he can, he's almost impossible to guard. You almost have to just hope he misses.
Yeah, so he's so unorthodox, and he kicks his feet on shots. And so whether it's a foul or not, I mean, he gets those calls, gets the benefit. But it is a skill to get fouled, and he's very skilled at that. And I think it's, you know, he's a good player, and a lot of teams, you know, like him and for obvious reasons. But I thought our guys that, you know, Carson when he had the shot at him, Drew Sullivan, Brant Martin, all those guys had opportunities to get up, and he's so unorthodox on how he gets his shots off. So normally guys that are not on balance that are taking those shots, you're not thinking he's going to shoot it. But in his case, he did, and he made some. And, you know, it's just a really good win for our program.
We haven't been through the stats yet, but according to the final numbers here, you guys out-rebounded them 31-13. You'll live with that, right?
We will. Yeah, and I don't know, did they get any offensive rebounds?
They got one offensive rebound the whole game.
Yeah, so that obviously was a focus this week for us. Yeah, I mean, it's just you got to find ways to win those, and that's where I feel this group is trending, and that's where you got to find where you can – the small areas you can be solid in and find growth. And defensively and rebounding-wise, it is an area – the zone is obviously tonight was a benefit to us with all the foul trouble we had. But yeah, just extremely proud of the bounce back that we had on short turnaround. And, you know, now we got a three-game sectional week with a homestand coming. Really hope our community backs this up. You know, we got the Marion Giants coming in. We're going to honor the 86 team on Tuesday at Lakeview. It's a neat atmosphere, really neat gym. And then on Friday against the Big Red Machine, we got our 84 team coming in. We're going to honor them with our last conference game. And then our senior night on Saturday against Westville. So, really important week for us in a lot of ways, but really hope our fans can get out and just appreciate what this group does.
Okay, let's go home.
Thank you.
Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers, winners today over Chesterton, 73-62. We'll go through the final stats and give you the play of the game next on News Now Warsaw. 73-62, Warsaw wins at Chesterton. Time for the final stats. They're brought to you by Oliver Bergen and Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Warsaw for the game, 23 of 43 from the field. That's 54%. They were 15 of 23 from the field in the second half. They were 5 of 11 for the game for three-point range and 22 out of 28 from the free throw line. Chesterton was 18 of 41 for the field. That's 44%. They were 9 of 26 from three-point range and 17 out of 20 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 31 to 13. As we said during the last segment with Coach here, Chesterton had one offensive rebound the entire game. Warsaw with 13 turnovers, Chesterton with 13 turnovers. Points off turnovers, Chesterton 18, Warsaw with 17. All of a sudden, my Google Mail just, my computer just reset itself. Hang on. There we go. Points off turnovers, 19-18 in Chesterton's favor. Second chance points, Warsaw 5, Chesterton 4. Points off the bench, Warsaw 25. Those are all brickers. And 9 for Chesterton. Warsaw played to a 1.28, Chesterton 1.03. Warsaw wins the game 73-62. Those are the final stats. Brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Time now for the play of the game, brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity of up to 80. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. What's the play of the game? We'll go back to the start of the fourth quarter. Luke Bricker with his team reeling, with Chesterton making a run, trying to figure out a way to get back to within a possession of the game. Up by 6, Luke Bricker hits a 22-footer from the top of the circle with 5:35 left to go. That gave Bricker 18 points. It put Warsaw up by 9, and Warsaw never was really challenged after that. Bricker goes on to finish with 25. The only game where he'd scored more in his career was the 30 he got against Huntington North, and that is like his career number 2 all-time high. Brant Martin with 23 points. That ties the 23 points he scored against Homestead earlier this year for his career high. It would be wrong for us not to mention that after Bricker had hit his 3 with 5:35 left, Warsaw got a stop. Next trip down, Finlinson hit a 3-pointer for his second 3-pointer of the game, and Warsaw goes on to win 73-62. That is the play of the game, brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road in Warsaw. We owe you one more break. Steve's got some scores. We'll do that next on News Now Warsaw. Time to get out of here. Warsaw, 73-62 winners over Chesterton here this afternoon. Some other scores. Northwood beat Beech Grove 46-25. Northridge beat Jimtown 60-50. Westview beat Plymouth 53-39. Mishawaka beat South Bend Washington 60-51. It was Triton over Caston 54-44. And Argus beat Couch 62-57. Again, the Tigers win 73-62 here today at Chesterton. Three games next week. Marion at Lakeview Middle School on Tuesday. Plymouth at home in the Tiger Den on Friday. Westville at home on Saturday night in the Tiger Den. We hope you can join us for all those. If not, we'll have all the games for you here on News Now Warsaw. Thanks to Steve Scott back at the station for his excellent work as always. I'm Roger Grossman. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. I know you enjoyed the outcome. Warsaw 73, Chesterton 62. Good night.